Dance Upon the Air by Nora Roberts. Copyright 2001 by Nora Roberts. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
To the broads, the brats, the brawn, and the babes, for the fun and the friendships. It is sweet to dance to violins when love and life are fair. To dance to flutes, to dance to lutes, is delicate and rare. But it is not sweet with nimble feet to dance upon the air. Oscar Wilde. Dance Upon the Air, Prologue. Salem Village, Massachusetts, June 22, 1692. In the dark green shadows of the deep woods, an hour before moonrise, they met in secret. Soon the longest day would become the shortest night of the solstice. There would be no celebration, no rite of thanksgiving for the light, the warmth, on this Sabbath of Litha. This midsummer was a time of ignorance and of death. The three who met in fear. "Have we all we need?" The one known here as Air pulled her hood closer so that not a single pale lock of hair could be seen in the light of the dying day. "What we have shall do." Earth laid her parcel on the ground. The part of her that wanted to weep and to rage over what had been done, over what was to come, was buried deep. With her head bent, her thick brown hair fell forward free. "Is there no other way for us?" Air touched a hand to Earth's shoulder, and both looked at the third. She stood slim and straight. There was sorrow in her eyes, but behind it lived a firm purpose. She who was fire threw back her hood in a gesture of defiance. Curling waves of red spilled out. It is